Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. This is Prophet David Howard Jr., and I promise you, it will not be long. You know, we're pursuing college degrees, we're pursuing new vehicles, homes. Some of you are looking for a mate. You're looking for, some of you are gay, as if God goes along with it. Some of you have drug issues right now. You're strung out on heroin. Some of you are religious, but you don't have the Most High in your heart. We're dealing with all type of issues, but I want you to know the mark is coming. The mark is coming. Donald Trump is intentionally trying to fulfill the Bible prophecy so the temple can be rebuilt in Jerusalem, the Palestinians can be put out of the region so they won't interfere. Because once the temple begins to be rebuilt, it's basically a countdown, 7 years, 3.5 years into the 7 years. The Antichrist is going to sit in that rebuilt temple and declare himself to be God and command that everybody worship him. But some of y'all are so deceived, the Bible calls him the deceiver of the whole world in Revelation chapter 20. You so deceived that you probably won't listen to this, or you probably won't listen to the whole thing, or you probably ain't read your Bible 5 times this year. Or you probably think because you go to a Christian church that you are right, you safe. Christianity don't guarantee anything. Some of them are going to take the mark of the beast too. All these people believing in the pre-tribulation rapture, some of them going to lose hope. Now, I want to read this to you real fast. It says, and it was given to him, talking about the Antichrist, I'm reading from Revelation, to give breath, actually this scripture is talking about the false prophet, to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many as who do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, and the free man and the slaves. Either slavery is coming back, or when John was saying this, maybe he was talking about people that was in debt, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and he provides that no one will be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Like I said on Facebook today, and I post very often on Facebook, family and friend, that's a title that's earned or lost based on your behavior, because people are so money hungry, people are so quick to betray you, they get on the phone and they talk down on you. We just came back from Texas not too long ago. I'm sure people was talking good, because it just didn't work out. I believe it wasn't the time or the place. I just was so eager to get out of Milwaukee. Because Milwaukee is gloomy. Look at it outside right now. Snowing like crazy. Barely could drive. People barely could drive. It make you want to move. So you got people that are moving all over the place. No aspiration to get saved. No plan to get saved. If they can convince you to take a flu shot, I know you're going to take the mark. You still being convinced you taking flu shots? You taking hepatitis shots? You don't even know. You know what's crazy? They basically... people are so quick to believe the government, so quick to believe doctors and people on TV, that you will literally let somebody inject you with a disease that you're trying to keep from getting. Dummy. That's how I know you're going to take the mark of the beast. And I got my eye on you. I got a list. I'm watching people. I'm looking at the things they say. I'm watching their behavior. If I know you, if you're related to me, if you're related to somebody that's related to me, if you're friends with somebody, if you go with somebody, I'm watching everybody. I'm watching everybody. Because people are going to be turning each other in. The Bible says inequity, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. It said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, and just looking at the way things are, we need a Social Security number to work, to get paychecks. What makes you think this is so far-fetched? And you know, it's crazy. Like, the devil is so busy turning people against each other. I mean, it's crazy because you grew up, and I grew up having all these friends, right? And now some of these people don't even talk to you. Some of these people don't even deal with you. Who gonna help you when this time comes? That's what I want to know. When this time comes, you isolating yourself from everybody. You falling out with everybody. Who going to help you? Who? You used to be part of the clique. Now you think you're too good to be around anybody that was in the clique. And when all this stuff, when the red horse start riding and people start getting killed and the wild animals start losing their fear of man and all the pandemonium and all the chaos start breaking loose, what are you going to do? I know one thing, looking at how some of y'all ran and got that flu shot, I don't believe you got it. And I try not to cuss. I do. I try not to cuss. But sometimes situations require graphic, drastic sayings and words. I don't like to always try to deflect from saying something harsh. But they had a word for a lot of y'all. I don't use it. It's speaking in terms of female genitalia, female sex organ. The word in slang terms is often used for a coward. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to use it, and I'm not going to use it, but I just want to make you think about it. I'll say this. A lot of y'all is too wimpy, too cowardly. A lot of y'all are some punks. And a lot of these dudes are supposed to be so hard. We finna see how hard they are. You know, me hiding behind their boys, trying to take over instead of trying to be a part of a group that's headed up to the kingdom. The mark is coming. You ain't gonna be able to buy or sell nothing. And they're gonna come to those jails or prisons first. They're gonna come to those government agencies first. What you going to do? Because a lot of y'all, that's all y'all think about anyway, is what you driving, what you eating, where you going. You ain't never been through nothing. And if you read the book of Amos, the Most High will take you through something when he's trying to bring you closer. And some of y'all, he got bad luck. She got bad luck. You ain't never been through nothing because he ain't trying to bring you closer. Sometimes he'll use trouble and sickness and those types of things to bring you closer, to make you aware, to make you focus on the things that's more important in life. And some of y'all are so stubborn, that's why I can't talk to you. I just can't. I can't. If you are too stubborn to repent, I'm going to limit my conversations with you. I'm only going to talk to you about certain stuff. And some of y'all have already been doing you like this. And you're probably wondering why. Because I can't have you influencing me what I have to do and how I need to think. I can't have you messing me up. I don't care who you is. You can be my daddy, my sister, my cousin, best friend. None of it matters. Because when when he brings peace to the Middle East, you could just count it on down. And some of y'all is going to be too late for you, because when that delusion comes, the Most High, that's going to be his way of saying, these people had a chance. You see, I apologize for that. That's the kind of weird stuff I'm talking about. Phone just mysteriously hangs up when I'm talking about this Mark of the Beast. And Blog Talk, this call is in Washington. 425, area code, that's Washington. So, but back to what I was saying, and I'm going to close. A lot of y'all are just not ready. You're not ready to escape. You're not ready to repent. You're not ready to receive the Most High. You're too busy talking to people that's halfway across the world, gossiping against people that you should be listening to, people that you should be in cahoots to. And you wonder why you ain't close to these people that's saved? That's why. You come around, they feel that foul spirit. All you do is backbite. All you do is look for something to go wrong in these type of people's lives so you can feel better about your sins. But I want you to know the mark is coming. The mark is coming. Nobody should be able to buy or sell except they have the mark. And stop thinking that Christians gonna all reject the mark. That's a lie. All you gotta do is look at the videos that some of these people be agreeing with. It'll show you that they don't have no knowledge, they don't have no wisdom, they don't have no insight. How they gonna escape? The Holy Spirit, when it's in there, gives you insight. When he's in there, he gives you unction, what's called unction. Y'all too busy going by hair and cars and clothes, trying to make a name for yourself in the earth, and you don't realize the earth is going to pass away because you don't read your Bible. You don't read your Bible. And all these, you sitting watching all these Illuminati people, and I want to tell you something. If you're in the Illuminati, you better be careful. You better be careful, because they gonna take the mark too. Or if they reject, you gonna start seeing more and more celebrity deaths. When it's all said and done. You can't sell your soul. You can make an agreement concerning your soul, but your soul ain't even yours. The mark is coming. It's coming. The mark is coming. It don't even matter if Blog Talk put this on there. And nothing matters. Darkness can't stop the move of the Most High. They done already lost. So it's for everybody that will hear this and everybody that will hear anything like this to escape darkness with repentance. Ask for the Most High to write your name in his book of life. Ask him to put his spiritual life in your spirit and give life to your spirit. Because the devil and all them demons is deceiving the whole world. And that's all I'm going to say about that. The mark is coming. All of y'all that look down on Trump is going to end up being the one who fulfills these prophecies. Look at his last name, Trump. At the last trumpet, the seventh trump, he got a significant name in and of itself. Thanks for listening.